Welcome into today's community close-up. We have with us today
Hunter Taylor.
And, of course, with Parkway Playhouse, how is Dark of the Moon going? That just seems like a really interesting program.
Oh, yeah. It is very interesting. It's going really, really well. We are finished with two of our three weekends. We still have one more left, so there's still two more chances for you to catch it. But audiences are really falling in love with it because it's a big show. It's a community show. There's lots of familiar faces, teachers in the school system, lots of students in the school system, lots of just people you just would know, like Ron Powell's in it, Jenny Martin directed it, Roberta Whiteside's in it, Rose Ray, just some really like key people that are doing a really wonderful job. And not only do you see familiar faces, there's lots of fun music, there's some folk tunes, some hymns from way back when, and it's also a multi-generational piece, so all ages are in here. Like I said, you have kids that are still in school, you have college students, young adults, and it goes all the way up. It's a really nice picture of the town, I think. You see everyone represented, and that's what I think I enjoy most about it.
Now, the story is a little bit different.
It's set in the Appalachian Mountains, so pretty familiar territory, and it does have supernatural elements. There's some witches, but I like to think of them as more like fairy tale witches. So
yeah.
That's kind of the vibe that we've got going on here. And then this boy, his name is John, he comes and he wants nothing more than to be a human. He has a wish granted, and you get to see if he stays human and stays with the love of his life, Barbara Allen, and see what happens with the two of them.
It sounds like quite a tale. It really does.
Yeah, it is. And it takes you, there are lots of twists and turns to the story. So even if you go in thinking you know what's going to happen, I can guarantee you that is not correct.
You think you have it figured out? No,
absolutely not. But yeah, I really enjoy the piece. Everyone who's come to see it has really, really enjoyed it.
So now that'll be this Friday and Saturday?
Yes. The final two performances are going to be October 4th and 5th, both at 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
And that's the closing weekend.
Yeah.
And that's the closer of our entire main stage season.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. That's it for the main stage season for this year. And it's been a very successful one for Parkway, I do believe.
Oh, yes. It's been a ton of fun. Everyone who's been involved has had a great time, and I think that the community has enjoyed the shows, so I would consider it a pretty successful season, yeah.
Excellent. Now, you guys will be continuing. Of course, you're finished up with the main stage, but you've got a special something you're working, or your next junior production is all underway.
Yes, we've had a few weeks of rehearsals for Elf Junior, which is based off the movie Elf with Will Ferrell. It's a really cute musical with all the Parkway Junior kids, and that goes up in December. But before that, we have a couple other things, too. We have our season celebration Chocolate Sensation Gala, that's going to be on Friday, October 11th at the Town Center, and that's sort of celebrating our entire season that we've completed and also announcing our new 2020 season, which you're going to want to hear because it's an awesome season, and it's just a fun night, live singing, live performances, a live auction. It's going to be a really fun evening, so put that on your calendars. And then, yeah, and we also have our murder mystery that's coming up in late October. That's going to be really funny. I'm actually in that one. I'm at the New Ray Inn, and that's going to be October 25th and 26th. All this information can be found online at parkwayplayhouse.com. I know there's rattled off a ton of things just now, but we still have even more that I haven't even talked about. But everything can be found online at parkwayplayhouse.com. So we would love to see you at all of our events.
There's something for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Just go to parkwayplayhouse.com, look it all up, and find out your special niche and be in there.
Absolutely. There is something for everybody.
Well, Hunter, thank you for stopping by for a little bit and updating us for this week, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Our guest today, Hunter Taylor of the Parkway Playhouse. Hunter, thanks for stopping by and catching us up. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.